On Bank Holiday Monday, FC travelled to a windy and wet Horsfall Stadium to face Bradford Park Avenue in the Evostick Premier League fixture. Prior to kick-off, FC were one place and 4 points behind Bradford in seventh position. Concerns had been raised on Sunday given the amount of rain that had fallen over the turn of the new year, but the Bradford groundsmen and women did a fantastic job in getting the pitch ready. At 1:30 on Monday afternoon, the referee gave the all clear and the game was on. The pitch did make things difficult as the muddy surface, more apparent in some parts of the pitch, contributed to a tricky opening to the game for FC, who were on the back foot after just 15 minutes. A slip for Paul Armstrong, who was taking up a full-back position for the afternoon, let in Bradford on the wing. The resulting cross was found by O'Brien, who knocked it past James Spencer for the lead. The shock of going behind was evident as FC struggled to find composure in the bitter conditions, but before long, a fantastic 5 minutes followed, which saw FC retake control of the game. On 33 minutes, Nicky Platt was found free in the box, who converted with an excellent strike into Lamb's top corner.
Johnson now with an overlap if he needs it. He plays it across now, an opportunity here now for Armstrong. Armstrong plays a good bit to Nicky Platt, that first time shot, goal! Defence to attack, a wonderful save, point blank by Spencer. And then FC and I go down the other end, four passes, lovely ball, and Nicky Platt, the first goal he scored since the FA Cup against Brighton and Hove Albion, makes it one apiece.
On 27 minutes, Armstrong found himself in a great position on the left wing to cross for red shirts in the box. His resulting cross looped up and over the Bradford stopper, leaving the fans wondering whether he'd meant it at all.
The goal kick and FC United opportunity again down the right hand side. Towards us, a goal! FC United's Paul Armstrong. Well, to be honest, and I'm going to be blatantly honest, do you think he meant it? I don't think he did. He meant the cross, but he just evaded the goalkeeper. And FC United go from 1 down to 2-1 up in the space of 4 minutes. And again, he did all the good work, did Paul Armstrong. It all started from a John Lamb, very poor goal kick. It just spun in the air. FC United took advantage of the middle of the park. They played it across to Armstrong. And Armstrong, he's got down this right-hand side when he can. And he's trying to chip the ball. And this time, it's at the outside of his foot. And it's just...
On 38 minutes to round off the 5 minutes of fun, Michael Norton completed a fine solo run by chipping the ball sweetly over Lamb to put FC 3-1
up. Shaw clears his lines, hits it down the right hand side for Norton, who's opportunity now. Norton now, he's got two with him, but he's going to cut inside and a superb goal. Well, the goalkeeper's a beat. And he's 3-1! Michael Norton has beaten two players, gone round a goalkeeper and chipped the ball into the net. And FC United are taking this game by the scruff of the net and find themselves 3-1 up.
After half-time, Bradford came on a little more and tried to find a way back into the game. James Spencer again demonstrating what an excellent signing he was in the summer. However, on 63 minutes, captain Greg Stones lobbed the ball into the penalty area for Adam Jones to jump for. The resulting bobbling ball trickled over the line, with fans unsure of whether it was a goal for Jones or an unfortunate own goal for his opposite number Clayton.
As FC United have this free kick, it's about 5 yards inside the Bradford half, and it's going to be Billy Garton to take it. Hits it towards the back post there. Jones is up for it. Keeper doesn't get to it. It is goal bound, and it's in. And it's 4-1 to FC United of Manchester. And it was that man, FC United's Greg Stones, the captain, with a free kick. He just took it into the penalty area. But Jones jumped up, the defender jumped up, and so did Alan Lamb, and the ball, well, came off Jones's head. It was goal bound, and it should have been cleared quite easily. And I think Clayton was just put into the back of the net.
On 68 minutes, Matthew Wolfenden made it 5 with arguably the goal of the afternoon. Quick on the counter-attack, Wolfenden, Norton and Johnson found themselves flying forward in formation to kill off the game. Another fine performance for Stephen Johnson in an FC shirt was topped off by a great ball across the penalty area to find Matthew Wolfenden at the back post, who didn't miss his chance to add to the rout.
The ball does well then. Johnson can look up now. 4 shirts in the box. Hits the near post. He goes beyond the... This should be 5! It is indeed! There was even a chance for Matty Wolfman to slip on the floor, get back up, and hit it with his right foot into the top corner. And FC United and Manchester find themselves winning by 5-1 here at Bradford Park Avenue.
A consolation goal for Bradford before the end of the game for DC, assisted by some tired and very static defending by FC, won't be a real concern for Carl Margeson, who sees his team stay in seventh, but now just 1 point outside of the playoff places.